last parak of the Sefer Siyuma, the Mishnah Daf in Gimel Mabez begins discussing the Inuyim of Yom HaKippurim. And there, right, the Mishnah tells us that Yom HaKippurim Osur Ma'achilo Ushisiyah, and the Mishnah continues and lists the Shar Inuyim as well. And even though perhaps it would appear from the Mishnah that all of the Inuyim are equivalent, the Brisa immediately tells us in Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph that Afa Pi Shamarasu B'Kulan, even though all these are forbidden on Yom Kippur, Lo Amra Ones Karesh, El Ala Ochel Vashose, Va'osa Malacha Bovad. The Sirkares Yom HaKippurim is only for Achila and Shtia and Asiya Samalacha. Shari Noyim, Rechitza, Sifa, Nila Sasan, Al Tash Mishamita, certainly there is no Isser of Kares. How do you know that this is true? The Gemara quotes a Brisa and Daf Ayindal Mabez that tells us the pasuk reads Vavati es hanefesh shahin Parshas Emor Yikra Chav Gimel, and the Gemara is Doresh that means that you're only chayiv kares and inui sheyesh bo avedas nefesh. Avedas nefesh, that is the consequence, the result of failure to eat and to drink, but it doesn't apply to sicha, rechitza, and therefore, based on the pasuk Vavati es hanefesh shahin, in such a case, we know that there is a marked difference between eating and drinking as opposed to shar inuyim. Well, if that is the case, that the Torah tells us, Vavati es nefesh shahin, what exactly is the basis of shar inuyim? So here the Brisa Daf Ayin Daled quotes the following, that the Torah tells us, in Vayikra Tezayin, Shabbosam. And Shabbosam is shvos, additional points regarding which a person must refrain. Just as when it comes to Shabbos, the Torah tells us Shabbosam, and that refers to additional Isurim, the same thing is true when it comes to Inuyim on Yom HaKippurim as well. Even beginning with Shabbos, we've pointed out in the past the beautiful Chiddush of the Ramban. The Ramban is found in Parshas Emor, in Vayikra Perachav Gimel, that Shabbosam is not merely an asmachta, but rather Shabbosam is in fact a din daraisa. Because the Ramban is troubled as follows, that a person can have what seemingly would be a typical business day, avoiding lamates malachas. Right? They used to travel in the Gemara, riding horses. Riding a horse is only nisir drabanan. You'll do business on Shabbos, that's only nisir drabanan. Ksiva, you're right. You can't write kedarko on Shabbos, but if you'll write kalacharya, again, that's only an isir drabanan. So the Ramban writes, imagine, a person will ride to work, he'll do his business, he'll do a malacha kalachariyat al yidei shinui. He hasn't yet violated any isurei daraisa. Do you honestly mean to say that that is the Torah's vision of Shabbos? And Ramban comments that that's why the Torah tells us the essay de Shabbosam. Because the essay de Shabbosam is coming to embrace, right, even other areas that technically speaking are not malacha on Shabbos. And therefore, if a person will go ahead and violate these activities, it's not that technically it's mutter, but it's not Shabbos dik, but rather it is not a malacha daraisa, but it is an issa daraisa of Shabbosam. Shabbosam being an isser as well as a kiyum for one who appropriately, right, is shomer Shabbos. That's the chiddush that the Ramban writes. What exactly is the hagdara? When do you apply the essay to Shabbosam? That the Ramban writes is maleches tircha va'amel. A person engages in arduous or strenuous activity on Shabbos, a person will decide, the Ramban writes, to rearrange all the furniture in his home, right, on Shabbos. So he'll schlep the couch upstairs, downstairs. The Ramban writes that that is a violation of the essay de Shabbosam. It's not identical, but similar to what you find in the Rambam. The Rambam is found in Perachov Dalet of Shabbos. That's where the Rambam discusses the Gzeira of Muktzah. So the Rambam writes a whole philosophy behind Muktzah. That, you know, the Torah insists on a Shvisa Nikeres. The Shabbos has to be distinct from Yimei HaChol. In fact, that's the Rambam Shita, that the mitzvah of Zochar Shema Shabbos Lekadsho is not merely Kiddush, but also Havdalah. You have to offset Shabbos from a typical weekday. And how is it offset? Well, it's offset by Yasiya Samalacha. It's offset midaraisa by Zachor, by the mitzvah of Kiddush, the mitzvah of Havdalah. And then the Rambam elaborates on other aspects. That the Navi Yeshaya tells us there's Kavod, there's Oneg, all these elements, right, highlight the uniqueness of Shabbos. And the Rambam writes that this is what is driving the Gzeira of Muktzah. The Shabbos must be a Shvisa HaNikeres. So imagine a person will stay home on Shabbos and he'll count all of his wares, he'll count all of his money, and that's considered to be shvis and ikeres. The Rambam writes, if you do so, ubitel hatam hakasa v'torah, l'man yanuach, that you're defeating the whole tam of Shabbos, and that is l'man yanuach. It would appear from the Rambam Shita that the gzeras mukta, true, that's a halacha d'rabbanan, but nonetheless, it's part of a broader issue. If a person, for example, will handle a single item, which is mukta, that you wouldn't argue encroaches on a din d'araisa. A person happens to move, right? They klish amlach l'nisr shalotzer akuvotzer akmakomo. But if a person will, right, engage in these practices throughout the day to the point that the Kedusha of Shabbos is compromised, what the Rambam describes as Uvdi Dachol, that the Rambam writes is not really Isra of Tilto Mukta. That already is the halacha of the man Yanuach. The Rambam stresses Uvdi Dachol, the Rambam stresses Tircha V'Omel. But the Tzad HaShabbos Shabahem is that there is much more Midaraisa to Shabbos than simply Lamites Malachos. If you look in the Ritva, the Ritva is found in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Beis and Beis. The Ritva writes that this is considered to be again a precious margolatava that we have of the Ramban, that there is more to Shabbos than Lamites Malachos, and the Ritva gives this type of hagdara. If a person violates a single Isid Rabbana, that's an Isid Rabbana. But if this will kind of envelop the entire day to the point that you lose the Kedusha Sayyam, in such a case, right, that is considered to be a din daraisa. So therefore, it's an interesting chiddush. The Ritva has another line that b'fichach hemidu b'chachamim divrehim b'makamos arbe lirchos mitzvazu shel Torah. Interesting chiddush. The Ritva adds a line. Take a look. A little bit unclear, and that's why the Ritva adds that the chachamim have, right, the ability of an akira stavra min haTorah. Interesting chiddush. In other words, that the reason Chachamim will tell you not to blow shofar, not to be no to lulav, and Rosh Hashanah or Sukkah Shechalios B'Shabbos is rooted in this concept of an essay de Shabbosom, right? The need to go in to preserve the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos itself. But it's an important ha'ara of the Ritzvah. If you look in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer is found in Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei. He quotes this Ramban because the Ramban has one line, V'tiyah hachanuyos psuchos. Let's assume, for example, a person's store is open on Shabbos. That's not just simply a gzer of Mecha Chumenkar on Shabbos, but that is considered to be a bittul essay, right, of Shabbason. The Chasam Sofer also writes in his Pirush Maseches Beitzah, Daf Amud Vav Mebeis, the same thing is true when it comes to Amri L'Nafri. I ask a guy to do a particular malach on Shabbos and Yantid, that's Amri L'Nafri, which is Nisid Rabbanan. But what about Schiras Polim? What happens if I'm sitting there and I have a whole workforce of Goyim who are working on my behalf? So in such a case, there also, the Ramban includes that in the essay de Shabbosam. So therefore, sometimes a particular act will be an Isid Rabbanan. But if it encroaches on the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos, so in such a case, that in fact is already an Isir Daraisa. So this is what the Ramban, the Rambam, and the Ritva write when it comes to the concept of Shabbosam, that sometimes that is considered to be Daraisa. It's relevant for us in the following, because the Gemara quotes the very same type of drasha regarding Shar Inuyim, that the basis of Achil and Shri is the Pasuk Vavati Yas Nefesh Ahi. Shar Inuyim is based on Shabbos Shabbosam. Rashi points out, and just like Shabbosam and Shabbos is Mar B'Dvarim She'in and Malacha, the same thing is true when it comes to Shabbosam regarding Yom HaKippurim as well. So therefore, Shar Inuyim are based on this pasuk of Shabbosam. The fundamental machlokas Rishonim, though, is the following. Shar Inuyim Daraisa or Shar Inuyim Derabbanan. Tosus writes in Yumadav Ayin Zayinim Adalif, their maskal ditznan, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, the Shar Inuyim are only drabbanan. Midaraisa, Inuy and Kares go hand in hand. And therefore, if the Gemara tells us explicitly there's no Kares for Rechitza and Sicha, Nila Sashano, Tashvi Shamita, in such a case, that's a clear indicator that Shar Inuyim are only drabbanan. And this is what Tosus also writes in Adarim and Av Peyamabes. This is what Tosus writes in Nida, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the Shar Inuyim are only Drabanan. And that is against other Rishonim. The Ran the very first daf in Daf Bei Harif in Maseches Yuma, right, the Pirush of the Rif begins in the last perek, the Halacha L'Maisa in Maseches Yuma. The Ran writes that from the Rambam Shita and Halacha Shvisa Sasar would appear that that is not true. The Shayin Ruim Ardar Aysa. And this is the view of the Shiltos and Shilta Shin Samach Zayin. And in the Bir and the Shiltos, the Netziv writes, this is also Rashi Shita. Because Rashi, later in Yuma, Daf Pei Aleph from Beis, there the Gemara is discussing, right, the Halacha of Tosefes. And there the Gemara tells us that the mitzvah of Tosefes is not limited to Yom Kippur, but it even extends to Shabbos and Yom Tov as well, based on the Pasuk of Tish B'su Shabbatchem, a ribui in the Pasuk. So Rashi raises an unusual kasha. Why is it necessary to have a ribui for Tosefes Shabbos? After all, Yom Kippur itself is called Shabbos Shabbosah. So maybe naturally we would assume that Tosefes, which applies on Yom Kippur, should also apply to Shabbos as well. So Rashi writes, you can't use the pasuk of Shabbosah because it's already used for Sharinuim. That's what Rashi writes, New Mandav Pei Aleph Mabeis. So the deal in the Tziv is as follows. Tosefes Yom HaKippur is Mafurish in the Gemara. That's a Din D'Oraisa. And the Gemara extends that to Shabbos, and Rov Rishonim assume Tosefes Shabbos is D'Oraisa. Rashi is bothered. Why need the Pasuk of Tish B'su Shabbatchem? Why not use the Pasuk of Shabbosah? Rashi says that Pasuk was already used for Sharinuim. The Tziv writes, apparently Meduyik in Rashi, the Sharinuim is D'Oraisa. Because if Shabbosah, Sharinuim is only an asmachta, what does Rashi mean that that pasuk was already needed for the drasha of Shar Inuim? So therefore, fundamental machlokas Rishonim, everyone agrees no kares, but whether Shar Inuim is daraisa or whether it is drabban. The Bach in Siman Tav Resh Gimel Aleph quotes this machlokas Rishonim and writes that we assume the chumra, that we will treat Shar Inuim as a din daraisa. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Tav Resh Gimel Aleph in Sukkot and Gimel that if you have a suffix regarding Shar Inuim, we'll apply the principle of sveika daraisa. The Chassinah writes, that's what we assume that Shar Inuim are also even during Ben Hashmashos, because of Rishonim that Shar Inuim are in fact Daraisa. Why does Tosus assume that Shar Inuim is only Dirabanan? So aside from the fact that the Gemara quotes Shabbosah, no explicit pasuk that tells us the Inuim, and the Gemara in Yom HaDaf Ayin Vav just says, Hani Chamishi Inuim, Kineged me. And already the Rishonim point out that generally speaking, for Dinim Daraisa, the Gemara uses the terminology of Minayin or Minolan. Usually, Kineged me, right, is a more indirect reference, and therefore, perhaps an indicator of a Din Darabanan. But Tosus writes as follows. When you look at the very opening of the last parak of Yuma, that Mishnah, Daf Ayin Gimel, the Mishnah has certain kulas. And one could not envision, Tosus writes, these kulas if Shari Nuyim were Daraisa. For example, the Mishnah tells us, HaMelech v'hakala yirchitzu es peneihem. A melech. It's important that a melech should look distinguished. So therefore, Rashi quotes, a melech yafyov techezenei necha. So therefore, a melech can wash on Yom Kippur. Hakala, right? Rashi writes, shlo tizgana obayla. Right, so therefore, her appearance is quite important. The kala, so therefore she can wash as well. So therefore, Tosus points out, isn't that an indicator that Shari Nuim is only Drabanan? If these things are really be Daraisa, how can you envision HaMelech Balkala Yerchetsu Es Penayim? The Mishnah quotes the Machlokes HaChaya Yoledes. Is she allowed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur? Obviously, it's not an issue of a suffix Sakana. If it was a suffix sakana, everyone would agree that it's mutter. How could there be such a machlokis? It's obvious that there is no sakana at all. Yet, the machlokis, Rabbi Elazar HaChachamim, whether your lettuce is allowed to wear shoes. Obviously, this is because Shari Nuim is only Durabana. If you assume that Shari Nuim is in fact Daraisa, so how do you understand these particular kulas? So the Ran already explains in Aleph Malaf and Dabi Harif that even if you assume that rechitza, for example, or siche is forbidden in HaTorah, But what is the Geder HaIsser? That is what the Ran writes. It is only Rechitza Shel Tanur. Only Rechitza Shel Tanur. It is not that Rechitza is categorically Aser, but there's a balance. What do you do with the Melech? What do you do with the Kala? It's not that. Only Rechitza Shel Tanur is Aser. If the Melech is washing because Melech biyafiyav techezei necha, if the kala is washing shlo tisgana ambala, in such a case that alpidin is not labeled as rechitza sholtanog, and that was never included in the geder ha'isser at all. Like the Gemara writes in Beit Zedach Yuches, a very great chiddush, that technically speaking, chayve tfilos tovos bismano afilu b'yom kippurim. Let's assume, for example, that elel tfil is on Yom Kippur. Me'ikar hadin, the tfil would occur on Yom Kippur. That's what the Gemara says. Because Tvila is not considered to be Rechitza Shel Tanur. That's Rechitza, which is L'shem Tara. Tosas points out, we obviously don't do that Bisman Hazeh. We don't have Tvila on Tisha B'Av or on Yom HaKippurim, right? For two reasons. Reason number one is the following. Our Tvila is not really a Tvila Bismana. Because we're machmer, for example, on the Zman HaTfilah, we wait extra days. In such a case, the Tfilah is not Tfilah Bismana. Number two, Tosus points out, we don't have Tumah in Tara. The only reason for Tfilah is for a hetera Tashmish Amita, and in such a case, that's one of the Inuyim, and Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So therefore, there's no purpose, right, for Tfilah and Tisha B'Av or Yom HaKippurim. But Me'ikar Hadin, when Tfilah would serve a complete different role of Tumah and Tara, we would allow Tfilah even on Yom Kippur. How is that possible? It's not Betoras Dechuya, but simply the Geder HaIsser is only Rechitza Shel Tanur. And how exactly do you know when to apply? So this is what the Ran writes. This is one of the several examples that you find in the Rishonim, Masar HaKosuv L'Chachamim. Enochinam, that there's certain dinim daraisa, but what is included, what is the geder, right, that is something that was given to the Chachamim to determine. This is true, for example, Tosfos writes when it comes to Meleches Chalamoi, many Rishonim are of the opinion that Melecha, right, is forbidden me daraisa Chalamoi. What is the Hagdara? Already the Ramban points out. Right, because even Cholamoid is Mikra Kodesh, right? Its Kedusha has to be expressed. Which Melachos do we allow? Which Melachos don't we allow? Maser HaKosav L'Chavamim. In fact, in Minchas Chinuch, what we just discussed a few minutes ago, this Minchas Chinuch is found in Siman Reish Sani Zayin. The Minchas Chinuch writes the same thing is true when it comes to Shabbosom. Shabbosom means, the Ramban, right, you have to preserve the Kedusha of Shabbos Yantav above and beyond Melachos. Where do you draw the line? Right. What exactly is mutter? What exactly is aser? What is considered to be a breach of Shabbosah? The Minchas Chinuch also applies at this concept of Maser HaKosuv L'Chachamim. So therefore, even on a level of Daraisa, sometimes the Torah will define the domain explicitly, and sometimes the Torah will give us kind of the Hagdara, right, and allow the Chachamim to go ahead and to fill in the blanks. So the Ran writes that certainly is true. When it comes to Shar Inuyim, after all, the Pesukim don't tell us what are the Shar Inuyim, but the Drasha of Shabbosan is in fact a Drasha Daraisan. And the Ran quotes a fascinating Rayon to demonstrate that Shar Inuyim are in fact Min HaTorah. Because the Gemara a little bit later in Yuma, and Afayim Chesem of Ains, quotes a Braisa that tells us the following, Tinokos Mutarin Bukuban. If you have young children, they don't have to observe, right, the Shar Inuyim. You can wash a young child. You can anoint a young child on Yom Kippur. Chutz with the one exception the Gemara says of Ne'ilas HaSandal. You shouldn't put shoes on a young child. After all, right, the child prefers not wearing shoes at all. So therefore, that's not considered to be as much letzorech. But washing a child is fine. So the Ran writes the following kasha. Why is that mutter? Can you feed a child machalos asuros? Of course not. So how can you wash a child? And Yom Kippur. This is a sugi nivamos, daf kuf yudalet, where the Gemara is doresh the pasuk as follows. When it comes to machalos asuros, the pasuk says in Vayikra Yeralef in Parsha Shmini, lo so chlum, and the Gemara is doresh lo sa'achimu, v'hazir gdolim al haktam. Normally, if you have machalos asuros, you're not allowed to provide that to a katan. That's not just simply chinuch. That's an issa daraisa on the gadol to go ahead and to do so. Lo sachilom mahazir gdolim ala ktanim. So if in fact there's an issur of lo sachilom, you can't take a kohen who's a katan and throw him, push him into a beis hakvaras. You can't go ahead and give a katan machalos asuros. So how can you go ahead and wash a katan on Yom Kippur? So the Ran writes, that's a raya that shar inuyim are only drabanan. Well, that's a very great kiddush. Boshav shav, that the Ran is assuming like the sheet of the Rashba. Because if you look in that sugi nivamas, if you look in Imuke Yosef, that's found in Daf Membeis Amralef and Daf Behariv, Imuke Yosef discusses the following machlokis. Does lo sachilum apply to Isurei Drabanan? Or is it limited to Isurei Daraisa? Obviously, that's the whole reasoning of the Ran. I will prove to you that Shari Nuim is only Drabanan because there's no Isur, lo sachilum. That is the view of the Rashba. The Imuke Yosef calls the sheet of the Rashba that lo sachilum only applies to Isurei Daraisa. There's no Isur, lo sachilum when it comes to Isurei Drabanan. And the Imuke Yosef points out this is against the Rambam Shita. Because the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Machalos Asuros writes that even when you're dealing with Isurei Derabanan, there still is a problem of Lo Sachilum. There still is an issur. According to the Rambam, you're going to have to explain the fact that we're allowed to wash a child differently. Because the Rambam is Mefurish. Lo Sachilum applies to Isurei Derais and Isurei Derabanan. But the Rashba Shita, that there is a difference, Poshim Shat, that's the assumption of the Ram. And therefore, the Ran writes, I will prove to you the Shari Nuim is only, in fact, Drabanan. Why should one distinguish a Nosachilu between Yisirei Daraisa and Yisirei Drabanan? Perhaps, maybe not Buchach, but perhaps this is based on the Chiddush of the Nesivos. The Nesivos is found in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, where the Nesivos writes that there's an essential difference between Yisirei Daraisa and Yisirei Drabanan. Yisirei Daraisa, right, that, let's use the term Yisurei Chetzah. Yisurei Chetzah. Mashen ken Yisurei Derabanan. Or not. The Torah says that that's inherently mutter. That is simply a mitzvah lishmo l'derei chacham. Nesivos writes a very great Kiddush. A person violates an avera b'shogeg. Do you need kapara? The Rambam's mefurish. That's the Rambam begins Hilchos Teshuva. No? If a person violates an avera, ben b'shogeg, ben b'nezin, right? Chayav lizvalas, they have a kel baruch hu. The Sivas writes a very great chiddush. That's only true when it comes to Yisurei Daraisa. An Isur Dirabanan b'shogeg does not require kapara. Because an Isur Daraisa, that's it. The act itself, the act per se, right, is forbidden. So even if it was done without kavanas sagavra, I'm a mutter. Fine. That requires ritzu, that requires kapara. But when it comes to Yisurei Derabanan, it is not the act in and of itself, but rather it is the fact that I breached, I negated the mitzvah Yishma Derbe Chachamim, there very reasonably. There's a difference between shogeg as opposed to mezid. Therefore, the Nesivos writes a chiddush that an Yisurei Derabanan b'shogeg does not require kapara. The Psak Halach of the Nesivos was a very, very great chiddush. Right? There was someone who was sold meat that midrabanan was asur b'achim. And they purchased it, and they ate it. Subsequently, they found out that it was asur b'achila, and this is midrabanan, so they wanted a refund, right, from the butcher. After all, the meat that he sold was asur b'achim. The Nesivos said a very, very great chiddush, very great chiddush. It was shogeg, it was asur b'achim. There's no avera. After all, it was asur on the shogeg, and therefore, not entitled to a refund. Chiddush, the Nesivos writes. Because after all, if it would have been a Siddharaisa, I understand. That was Mamash and Mekartos. You sold me Machalos Asuros. Right? This was not Machalos Asuros in the sense that, as far as the eater was, forget about the butcher, but as far from the perspective of the one who ate, so in such a case, there was no Nesias Chet. He doesn't require kapar, doesn't require ritzui, and therefore that's the case. A very great chiddush that the Nesivos writes. But the yisod of the Nesivos is very mistaber that Yisuri Drabanan certainly are Yisuri Gavra. Perhaps one could argue that that's the reasoning behind the Ran and the Rashba as follows. A kapar is not a bar chiyuv. Why is it that there should be an Yisur lo sachinam? Perhaps one could argue because good. He is not chayiv, but undeniably, right, the chifzah, for example, is machalos asuros. But if you're dealing with Yisurei Derabanan, where Bechefza, this is Mutter, the Isur is Nisur Gavra, and the Kavtan is not a Bar HaChiyuv Mitzvos, so therefore, perhaps the Rashba and the Ran assume that if that is the case, there's no Isur of Lo Sachinu. But a further difficulty with the Ran. The only reason you're allowed to wash your Shalom Yom Kippur is because Rechitz is Nisur Derabanan. So, how are you allowed to feed a katan? Everybody agrees that achil and shki is forbidden in the Torah. It's nisakares. So, how are you allowed to feed a katan? Apparently, you have to assume, according to the Ran, very great chiddush lahalacha, and that is feeding a katan. That's mishum sakan. Feeding a katan is necessary because depriving a katan is a safek sakan. That's pikuach nefesh. Refraining from washing the child for 25 hours, that's not pikuach nefesh. That must be because shayinim is drabanan. But achil and shdiya, the hector, so to speak, is sakana. Who writes this? This is the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the end of Perek Beis of Hachashisa Sasar that the need to feed a katan on Yom Kippur is because if not, ba'inli de sakana. Very great chiddush. That pikuach nefesh is what would allow for that to occur. See, if that's the case, that the heter of feeding a child is pikuach nefesh, one could envision chumras. It's only because of pikuach nefesh. That is the heter. This is what the Magen Avraham discusses, right, Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, that's in Tafresh Tezayin, and this is the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Yud Gimel. You know, when you're dealing with pikuach nefesh, it's not always a blanket heter to do anything that you'd like. Very often we'll assume, do that which is necessary. Is there really such a halacha? Only give the child that which is necessary. Don't give the child anything in excess. Or let's assume, for example, the child can fend for themselves. You're dealing with a 7, 8, 9-year-old child that he can help himself. So the halacha would insist that he must help himself. Your giving it to him would really be an isra lo sachilum. It's a very great chiddush to assume that the heter of giving a child food on Yom Kippur is mishum hasakana. That's how the Ran seems to assume. Because if you'll explain other ways, so therefore, where is Yiraya, the Shari Nuyim, is only Drabanan. How else could you understand this? If you look in the Marcheshes is found in Siman Yud Zayin, and the Marcheshes writes the following chiddush. It's similar to the lamdas we just mentioned earlier. Lo sachilum assumes Nisra Chavetza. That even though the katan is not a brahachi in mitzvos, but nonetheless, this is machalos asuros. So Marcheshes writes as follows. There's a big difference between machalos asuros, nevela, trefa, chelev, and achila yom hakippurim. Achila yom hakippurim is not in iser cheftza. That is only in iser gavra. And the gavra is exempt. It's a katan. So the Marcheshes suggests the following chiddush, v'sipei sefrayt merikor kodesh. It's a lengthy discussion, this Marcheshes, that lo sachim only applies to machalos asuros, yisurei chefetza. It wouldn't apply to something which is merely nisur gavra. And therefore, maybe one could argue, the reason you're allowed to perform all these tasks for a katan on Yom Kippur simply is because there's no isra lo sachim in yisurei gavra. It is not that there is in principle an iser, and the heter is mishum sakana, and the heter of shayinuim is aray, and the shayinuim is only drabon. Is it really true that lo sachilum only applies right to isuri cheftz and not to isuri gabra? What about when it comes to Shabbos as an example? Right, I go ahead and I provoke the child to machal Shabbos. Right, I need something carried, the child doesn't. I need light on, the child doesn't. Is that mutter? Of course that's us. Don't you see that there is a halacha, lo sachinam, when it comes to Shabbos as well? But there I will tell you as follows. Oh, maybe that's the raya. Why exactly is that asr? It's not asr because necessarily the drasha lo sachinam. You know why that's asr? Because the Torah says that that's asr. The Torah says when it comes to Shabbos, ata bincha uvitecha. And the Ramban already comments on that pasuk, right? In Aseres HaDibros. Who is bincha uvitecha? Bincha uvitecha are gedolim? No, bincha uvitecha are gedolim. That's ata. They themselves are chayim mitzvos. What does bincha uvitecha mean? Bincha uvitecha haktanim. In Achinami, the Torah goes out of its way and tells us when it comes to Shabbos, right, to have them be machal Shabbos on your behalf. In such a case, that's the sacred yisur. That's ato bincha uvitecha. Maybe one could argue a step further and say, why is a pasuk even needed? Obviously, it's also because of lo sachinu. No, the marcheshos would argue because lo sachinu doesn't apply to an isur lizman. It doesn't apply to an isur gavra, and that is why the Torah has to go out of its way and formulate the pasuk when it comes to Shabbos, because that's an exceptional case. That melech Shabbos, there is such an isur, even though maybe one would argue that otherwise, that would not apply. There's a fascinating tshuva of the Achiezer. It's found in Chelek Gimel, in Simen Pei Aleph, where Achiezer writes the following chiddush. Lo sachilum. We've discussed the many shiurim. What exactly does that mean? Yisra klali, yisra prati? No? Sometimes you have concepts. Yidah mitzvah, chatzi shir. Is that a separate yisra? Or is that part of? Let's assume, for example, right, a person feeds a child chelev, and he feeds a child nevela. Is that just a separate isser of lo sachilu? Or maybe one would argue, no, that's an isser chelev, that's an isser nevela. Achiezer writes the following chiddush, and that is, even if lo sachilu is an isser kloli, you're not allowed to provoke a child to violate isserei Torah. But you know why you have a posuk when it comes to Shabbos? Ato bincha vitecha? That's not just the broader iser of lo sachilu. That is called chilul Shabbos. That is called chilul Shabbos. That's what the Torah tells us. Lo sachachol malacha ato bincha vitecha means that that is your asiyah samalacha. It's not really iser of provocation. We discussed in the past, for example, Rabbi Gregor raises the issue, right, that if I encourage someone to machal Shabbos, lifneiver, but is that an isur lifneiver, or is that considered to be, right, a sniff, I'm a shutaf in the aver of chilul Shabbos? Rabbi Kveger's nafkamina was mumer. That's Rabbi Kveger in the very first Mishnah, in Masechah Shabbos, that tells us Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger writes a chiddush, lifneiver of chilul Shabbos is an isur lifneiver, but it's not called chilul Shabbos. And the person is not considered to be a mumer, L'chal Shabbos, if all it was lifneiver. Achiezer ever writes, lo sachilum of Shabbos is dino kemumar. If I will go ahead and I will take my child and have them do the malacha for me on Shabbos, that's an isra of ato bincha vitecha. That's a posuk of Shabbos. That's not just the broadest issue of lo sachilum. So even if you assume that in principle, maybe lo sachilum could apply to such isurim, but still it's necessary to have a pasuk to go out of its way, because the pasuk is telling us that lo sachilum of Shabbos has the chumras of Shabbos. It's an important ta'ara. But again, that's perhaps why one is allowed, for example, to feed a katan, not because of sakana. Feeding a katan because, generally speaking, there's no isur lo sachilum when it comes to isur d'zman. Right, the context of the Torah, lo sachilum and shmini, is machalos asuros. But that's a great leap to assume that should apply to an isur l'zman, unless you have a pasuk like Shabbos that tells you that that in fact is the case. If you look in several afronim, you look in the Shana Melech, in the beginning of Chok Shvisa Sosar, or you look in the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, they quote an interesting raya, that perhaps Shar Inuyim is only drabbah. Because it's clear from the Gemara that women also are obligated to refrain from Shar Inuyim. Women can't wash on Yom Kippur. Women can't anoint themselves, wear shoes on Yom Kippur. The Mechaschinuch and the Sharim Melech are bothered. How do you know that that's true? If you assume that Shar Inuyim are Drabanan, so good. Call the Tikkun Rabbanan Kendarais the Tikkun. And Achilish is Nisr Marav. Call Asher Lo Su'une Vetzimim Azet. Rikhlasa, it's allowed. Obviously, women can't eat and drink on Yom Kippur. So whatever the Chachamim broadened is Kendaraisa. But if you assume that Shayinrim are Daraisa, it's not a lav for the lav Yerchayim Kares. It's an essay of the Inisim Es Nafshas Eichem. So the Menachasinach and the Shara Melech Rai, but wait a second, this should be a Mitzvah Sasei Shehazman Gramon. And women should be exempt. Because there's no drush in the Gemara that obligates women in Shari Nuyin. So if it's Drabbanon, good, but if it's Daraisa, some makar should be needed. That's the Raya, Shara Melech, and Chesina bring to the Shita Tosus, the Shari Nuyin is only Drabbanon. So I would suggest that one could answer this question in two very different ways. One way is the following. This is part of a much broader discussion. And that is, when you have something that is a lav and an essay, what is the relationship between the lav and the essay? Are they distinct? Or to what extent are they linked? Right. Tosus writes a very great Kiddush, the Tosus in Kedushin Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, where Tosus writes something unbelievable. We just got through discussing Malacha. Malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a lav, and it's also and the same. Tosus assumes, a very great Kiddush, that women are obligated in the lav of Malacha. But the essay Tosus writes, is a mitzvah to say Shazman Gramon. Women are exempt from the essay of Malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And on this basis, Tosus just assumes that. On this basis, Tosus has the following kasha, that every place in the Gemara, whether it's the Sigin Beis and Dav Zayin, the Sigin Shabbos, Dav Chof Dalet, where the Gemara says on Yantif, you can't apply Esid Ocholos Esay, because Yantif is a lav and an essay, and ain't Esid Ocholos Esay, v'essay. So in such a case, that's only good for men. But what's wrong with a woman doing it? No? You can't be sorry, for example, Truma Tamei on Yantif, because even though there's a mitzvah of Sreifas Kodshim, Ba'esh Yisroku, Malach on Yom Tov is allowed in an essay, in a Siddur Chalos, a Sev essay. So Tosa says, yeah, but if a woman will do so, woman's exempt from the essay, it's only allowed, why don't you argue essay do Chalos essay? That's Tosa's discussion. Tosa's answer is interesting Kiddush. True, women are exempt from the essay, but you know what? Halav olim. Tosa, it's a Kiddush. That the essay bolsters the love. And therefore, the love cannot be suspended because of Esed Ochalos Esay. Just like, for example, we don't assume Esed Ochalos Esay when it's allowed Sheish Mokares. Right? The two brothers married two sisters, one allowed for Yibum. Yibum can't be Dolk and Yisr Kares of Eshesach, Ochos Isha. Good? So Tutoso says, if you have something like Malacha, which is a lav and an essay, so Tosa says the lav is bolstered, it's fortified, that when Esay hits it, it will not be able to push aside the lav. So Tosus writes a Kiddush. Even though women are exempt from the essay, but the essay still serves the role as fortifying the lav, and it's not nitan lidachas. That's Tosus' Kiddush. Rabbi Kveger just writes, Ayin Tosus Sulim Kuf Mem Aleph. Rabbi Kveger writes, in Gilina Shas, in Kiddush Lamed Aleph, Boshav Shah, Rabbi Kveger Sa'ariz, that's against Tosus and Chulim. Because the Tosus and Chulim Kuf Mem Aleph tells us the Chiddush of subtraction. Tosus raises an interesting issue. Whenever the Gemara says, Ein Esed Ocholos Esev Esed, so I ignore it and I do it. I shouldn't have. Ein Esed Ocholos Esev Esed. I'm sorry if Kod should be Yantif. You shouldn't have. Ein Esed Ocholos Esev Esed. So Tosus says, what's my onish? So Tosus says very simply, the essay cancels the love, and all you're guilty of is the Bittul Esay. In other words, Whenever you apply the principle of Ein Esei Nochalosa Seiv Esei, Tosa says Ein Malkin Alav. There's no Malkus. Because the lab is pushed off. All you're left with is the Esei. That Lachor is against the Tosas and Kedushin. The Tosas and Kedushin says, no, the Esei supports, it fortifies the lab, and therefore the lab is not suspended. Lachor, that means that there should be Malkus. Tosas and Chulin writes the Kiddush. Whenever the Gemara applies Ein Esei Nochalosa Seiv Esei, Ain't a look. If you look at the Ran, and that's the Kedushin of Lamed Aleph, the Ran writes, the whole assumption of Tosfos is wrong. The whole Kasha doesn't begin. Because there the Ran argues as follows, that when you have a Lav and an Essay, not an independent Essay, but you have something which is Usser as a Lav and an Essay, like Malach on Shabbos and Yantiv, you do not separate the Lav and the Essay. But rather, what is true of the Lav is also true of the Essay. Whoever is obligated in the Lav is obligated in the Essay. And therefore, Tosfos' whole premise that women are exempt from the Essay to Shabbosom is wrong. You have to ask yourself, what is the Iker, what is the Tafel? Obviously, the Iker is the Lav, and that will be Koveya, who is obligated in the Essay. So if you have an independent Essay that's unrelated to, then you can argue that's a Mitzvah Seisha Aslan Grama. But when you have an Essay of Malacha, even if the Essay applies in certain cases where the Lav doesn't, whoever is obligated in the Lav is obligated in the Essay. That's the Chiddush that the Ran writes. The Essay is Nigra Achar HaLav. There is a Ramban on that very daf in Kiddush Naflam Adalit that seems almost to say the exact opposite. But if you look more carefully, not necessarily. Ramban is bothered by a separate kasha. That sugya in Kedushin, that Lamed Aleph, is discussing the chiyuv of women in mitzvos. And there, the Gemara mentions that women are obligated in mitzvos asay she'ein hazman grama. What's an example of an essay she'ein hazman grama? Well, the Gemara says, shiluach hakan, hashavas aveda, the need to make a makul l'gagecha. Those are examples of mitzvahs asay, right? She'ein hazman grama. The Ramban asks the following kasha. Wait a second. Those are examples of mitzvahs asay, she'ein hazman grama, that women are obligated in. You know why women are obligated in hashavas aveda? It's a lav. The pasuk says lo sucha lihisalim. So of course women are obligated. You know why women are obligated in shiluach hakan? Because the pasuk says, "Lo sikachim al habanim." You know why women are obligated in Makkah? Because there's an isra of simas damim. In all three cases that the Gemara cites, there's a lav. Women are obligated in all of them. So, how is that an indicator that women are obligated in mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman grama? Maybe I'll tell you, women are completely exempt. But the reason they're obligated in these three is because there's a lav. So you know what the Ramban writes? It sounds like the opposite of the Ramban. The Ramban writes, it sounds like the opposite of the Ramban. The Ramban writes, no, the Essay and the Lav go together. Well, good, that's like the Ramban. No, but the opposite. Whoever is obligated in the Essay is obligated in the Lav. And if women would not be obligated in the Essay, they wouldn't be obligated in the Lav. It sounds like the opposite of the Ramban, no? They agree. See, Tosfos says he can split. The Ran and the Ramban agree. You cannot split. The Essay and the Lav go together. So ask you a simple question. In which direction? Which is the Koveya? Is everything Nikva based on the Lav? Is everything Nikva based on the Essay? The Ran seems to say that the Lav is the determining factor, and whoever is obligated in Lav is obligated in the Essay. The Ramban says the exact opposite. Whoever is obligated in the Essay is obligated in the Lav, and if women would be exempt from the Essay, they'd be exempt from the Lav. Interesting Chiddush. Poshav Shah, that the Ran is not in disagreement with the Ramban, but rather they're saying the very same Chiddush. The lav and the esti are inseparable. Inseparable. What is the koveya? The esti or the lav? Here, lechor one could argue very simply as follows. It depends. It depends. What are you dealing with? What is the Torah telling you to do? Right? Is it the kumbe esti? Or is it something which is b'shev al tase? If the Torah is telling us don't, b'shev al tase, then isn't it very mistaber to argue, as the Ran does, that the koveya is the lav? When it comes to malacha and Shabbos, what is the ikar ha'isr? The essay? Certainly not the essay. The lav, your chayav kare, skila for the lav. Refrain, don't do this. Obviously, the lav is the ikar. When it comes to those three cases, then the Torah is insisting on asiyah the kum ve'esay. When the Torah insists on kum ve'esay, that b'chor is the chiddush of the Ramban, that there the essay is the ikar. And the lav is coming to bolster the essay. Perhaps the most obvious example, but it's true with all three, but the most obvious example, let's say Hashava Saveda. What is the starting point? Well, we'll start with an Isser Vosucho Lisale, and as a function of the Isser, there's a mitzvah of Hashava Saveda. Isn't it much more reasonable the opposite is true? No, the Torah insists on Hashava Saveda. And in order to ensure that you return the chepetz, you don't pretend, right, that I didn't notice it, the Pasuk says, Vosucho Lisale. When the Torah insists on Asiyah B'kum Ve'Esei, the Esei is the Ikar, and the love is coming to bolster, to fortify, right, the Esei. When it comes to Malacha, the opposite is true. There are many, many such examples. Tzedakah, for example. Right, there's a lav and an essay. No, it's an essay of Pesach, Tiftach. It's a lav of those sa'amis, those sikpos, two lavim in tzedakah. So if I were to ask you, but how do you treat tzedakah? Lav and essay. You know the Gemara Purta Rav Yosef, no? Right, a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Sacher. Why? Rav Yosef says, because if an ani will come, he doesn't have to give him tzedakah. He's legitimately osek a mitzvah, potem a mitzvah. So he has an excuse. So wait on tzedakah. That's called a schar. He's saving himself money. A very great kiddush. So the Nesivus raises the following kasha. What do you mean? Tzedakah is a lav. And since when do you assume osek a mitzvah, potem a mitzvah when it comes to lavim? That's the Nesivus Sarachim. Tzedakah is a lav. A person who's made sure to eat in the veil? Of course not. So what do you mean? If an ani comes and the pasuk says lo sa'amitz and lo sikpos, I have to give ani. What do you mean osik mitzvah patay mitzvah? How can the Gemara say that? Tzarechi, the answer l'chor is exactly this point. Whenever you have something which is a lav and an essay, you have to determine, is the essay a function of the lav or is lav a function of the essay? Tzedakah is like Hashava Saveda. What do you mean? There's an isra of los amitz? In order to fortify the Isra of Osam, it's sort of created a mitzvah tzedakah. It isn't exactly the opposite. There's a mitzvah to give. And in order to ensure that a person will give, the Torah created lavim, lo sa'amitz, lo sikpos. But if you want to know whether the mitzvah applies, everything is determined by the essay, not determined by the lav. Whenever there is asiyah bekum ve'essay, the essay is the koveya, not the lav. And if I'm exempt from the essay because osik b'mitzvah pato mitzvah, I'm exempt from the lav. And with those samets and those sikpos, it's not an independent lav. No, it's an important yisod. It carries through many, many sugyas. Poshav shab l'chor, that's true here as well, as follows. Even if shari nuyim is in fact daraisa, l'chor one could argue that Shari Nuyim are not independent Isurim, but rather the Ikar HaIsur, right, is the Kol HaShelo Se'une. And the essay, right, is an extension of the Isur Lav. And therefore, the Chora, one could argue as follows, that the essay de Shabbosom, the essay of Inisim Es Nafsho Seichem, is Nigra Achar Halav. And therefore, if women are obligated in the Ikar Halav, they're obligated in the essay as well. This is not called the mitzvah to say Shehazman Gram. That's one possibility. Answer the Kasha of the Shara Melech and the Menachas Chinuch. Possibility two, I would argue as follows. But without getting into why, but why are women exempt right, from Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama. So maybe you'll quote the Sefer Hasidim, the Mudraham, because women have other shibudim. A woman is Meshubedes Lavalo, and therefore, right, if that is the case, how can the Torah insist that time should be used here and there? Right? Even without, let's say, that reason. But I'll ask you the following. What is the drasha of Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama? Tefillin. And a hekesh that other mitzvahs are compared to tefillin. What are examples of Zman Grama? Right, tefillin, lulav, shofar, sukkah. What do they have in common? They're all mitzvahs to say, bekum vese. Bekum vese? Is there a p'tur of Zman Grama when something is b'shev al tase? If you have an essay, but the essay doesn't require that you do anything at all. The essay is telling you, don't do something. Is there a p'tur of Mrs. Hesha Zman Grama? Maybe not. This is the Ha'ar of the Pnei Yeshua, right, in Beitz and Daflam and Amad Aleph. If there's no tour of Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama, something is b'sheva al-tasa. He doesn't discuss our case of Shari Nuyim. But rather, he discusses Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, Tosefes Shabbos. We assume women are obligated in Tosefes Shabbos. Well, isn't that a Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama? So why are women obligated to Tosefes Yom Kippur, Tosefes Shabbos, the Pnei Yeshua writes, and Beitz and Daf Lamed? Because it's Shev Al Tasa. Well, what is the Torah telling us to do? Don't eat, don't drink, don't do malacha, right? During Tosefes Yom HaKippurim? There's no p'tur of Zman Grama in those particular cases. That's the Chiddush of Pnei Yeshua. It fits in very nicely with the reason for Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama. Mishubedes. Mishubedes means b'kum v'asei. I wouldn't link it to that because, again, that's just the Tamei HaMitzvahs. But technically, in terms of the Makar, the source of Zman Grama is tefillin, it applies to lulav, shofar, sukkah. All the cases are kum v'asei. Mecha teisa is a p'tur. If something is considered to be reshev al tase. So Pnei Yeshua writes, that's why women are obligated to Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. So if you look at the Noda Behuda, the Tzlach, in Beis and Daf Lamed, the Tzlach points out that this Svar of Pnei Yeshua is against the Gemara. Which Gemara? I don't know if you're right, it's the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Chav Chesim Beis, because the Gemara asks this question. Why are women obligated in Tosefes? Why are women obligated to be Mosif Mechal Kodesh, to begin Yom Kippur early? And you know what the Gemara answers? A pasuk. Ha-Ezrach. Kol Ha-Ezrach Yisrael, Ha-Ezrach. L'Rabos Esanashim. It's a pasuk. Just like Kiddush, it's a pasuk. Zofra B'Shomer D'Archan Emeru. It's a drasha. There's a drasha, right, to obligate women. It's not because of the Pnei Yeshua Svara. So if you look at Rabbi Kaveger, this is found in the Tshuvas HaChadoshos, Rabbi Kaveger and Simen Pei. This is always like the dilemma. Rabbi Kaveger writes, no, what do you mean, a pasuk? Everything's a chok. Nothing makes sense. That's exactly what the pasuk teaches you. What do you derive from that pasuk? A pasuk of Ha'ezrach to tell you that women are obligated in Tosefes. You know what you derive? It's not that they're just psukim. A pasuk that women are obligated in Tosefes, and a pasuk that women are exempt from tefillin. No, that's exactly the pasuk. The pasuk teaches you that the p'tur of Zman Grama only applies to that which is b'kum v'asei, and not b'shev al tase. But everything's a chok. You know, sometimes the learning is difficult. Gemara says havamina, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk. So what does the pasuk tell you? The havamina is wrong, right? Because the svari is the pasuk, or you'll argue, no, the havamina is right, and that's why you need a pasuk to tell you that this is an exception. Rabbi Kveger writes that min hastam, but almost everything's an exception. We try to create principles. We try to create rules. Why is there a pasuk? Women are exempt from tefillin. Why is there a pasuk? Women are obligated in Tosefes? Because the p'tur of Zman Grama only applies to that which is kum v'asei, not shev al tase. These are not chukim. And if you can come up with an essay, shahazman grama, then it's b'shev al tase, women would be obligated. That I would suggest is the teres, the kash, the sharmelech, and the menchastinov. Shar Inuyim is an essay. It's not a lav. There's no kares. And it certainly is grama. Yeah, but it's Sheval Kasen. Women have to refrain from Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas HaSandal. No, Inachinami. That, right? There's no p'tur of Zman Grama. You don't have to come out to Sharnim, Drabam, and Kain Daraisa. So, too, right, very clear to Ritzin. Right, nor to Miyashim, right, this day, the Shara Melech, the Mechastinach, either the essay is a function of the love, or according to the second Teretz, even if it wouldn't be a functional love, forget about the love. Even if it would only be an essay. Yeah, but an essay, which is v'shei v'altase, there is no such p'tur. I would argue that Malacha, Shar Inuyim, and Yom Kippur is more posh than Tosefes. Because Shar Inuyim is Sheval Tase. What are you supposed to do? Refrain. What about when it comes to Tosefes? Yeah, I would argue that's not so simple. Because who says that Tosefes Yom Kippurim is Sheval Tase? Because the Ritz Farais, the Ritz Mashon Davkes, that Tosefes is not the Shem of Tasa. The mitzvah of Tosefes requires that a person actively accepts upon themselves Kedushas Hayom. It's not enough to sit back and do nothing. Ritva's Mufurish. You don't fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefes simply ayidei bito malacha bovad. Perhaps this is a machlokas Tosas and Ritva. Because Tosas and Beit Zedach Lamed is bothered by the following question. The Gemara says that there were those who were not fulfilling the mitzvah of Tosefes on Yom Kippur. They were very careful about Yom Kippur, but they weren't very careful about Tosefes. And that's one of the cases, the Gemara Mutar Shogun Balim Mezida. Good? So Tosefes is bothered. But what does that mean? What do they used to do? Shki is 6 o'clock. So what do they used to do? No, they used to eat until 6 o'clock. They used to like turn the light on and off, on and off, on and off, until 6 o'clock. Right? They definitely gave themselves like a little bit of a safety net, no? You never heard of the mitzvah Tosefes. But you're not going to go down to the wire, right? In the time of Tosefes, they didn't have clocks, right? So you're obviously going to stop a little bit before. So Tosefes says, how do you even have such a case of someone who's Shomer Shabbos or Shomer Yom Kippur and doesn't observe Tosefes? So Tosefes answers, you see from here a very great chiddush. The Tosa says, I don't know what the shear is, but there must be a shear to Tosefes, above and beyond the safety net. So let's assume the safety net is 5 minutes, Tosefes must be longer. Because Tosa maintains that without that, how do you have such a case? If a person who's Shomer Shabbos doesn't fool Tosefes. And Tosa says, this is unclear, because I don't know what the shear is, there never mentioned a shear, but there must be a shear. Is that so obvious? There must be a shear? Maybe one could argue, you know what, there is no shear. But the Ritva writes, Rosh Hashanah Tes, that you don't fulfill Tosefes by just simply sitting back and doing nothing. Tosefes requires an active acceptance of the Kedushas Hayom. We do this in Tefillah Zakah, right? Tefillah Zakah, we say, Hinnim Kabbalah Kedushas Yom HaKippurim. But that's true every Shabbos, every Yantid. You have to accept upon yourself the Kedushas Hayom. Right? You don't fulfill the ritual rites simply on your day, bito malacha bovad. So maybe that's the answer. A safety net is not enough. Maybe there is no real long shear, but you have to actively accept. So someone who doesn't accept is not fulfilling the mitzvah Tosefes, even though they're very careful about malacha. Rachil and Shkia and Yom Kippur. Maybe the machlokas Tosefes the mitzvahs, whether Tosefes is the Sheval Tase, or whether it requires a Kabbalah. The Ramah writes, Tosefes requires a Kabbalah. That's what the Ramah writes. Very important halacha l'maisa. Their early minhag is that they used to have a Kabbalah Shabbos early. Well before Shkia. So Kabbalah Shabbos was a Kabbalah Shabbos. They were accepting upon themselves Shabbos. That's what they did, right? The Nar Shuls is harder, right? We'll try very hard to get mincha before Shkia. Kabbalah Shabbos very often is benashmashos. In which case, the person the Ramah writes has to accept upon themselves the fact that it is Shabbos. Mibon Yom, Bekum Vesei. Those who say Tefillah Zakah, you do that, but it's not only on Yom Kippur, it's on Shabbos, on Yantiv, right? An acceptance. The Ramah writes, you should state, I'm accepting upon myself now that it's Shabbos, or now that it's Yantiv. Well, if it requires acceptance, you know what you could argue? No, this is, right? Kum Vesei. This is something which really is Kum Vesei. Not something which is necessarily B'Sheva Odasa. In which case, if it's Bekum Vesei, it should be a Zman Grum. And maybe that's why the Gemara Sukkot of Chofes requires a Pasuk to obligate women in Tosefes, because it is Bekum Vesei. It's not B'Sheva Odasa. That was the kasha that slapped against the Pnei Yeshua, right? That, what do you mean? Right? If something is B'Sheva Altasa, you still need a Pasuk for Raya Tosefes. Maybe one could distinguish. Inui is B'Sheva Altasa, but Tosefes is Kum Vesei. Right? So that's Vesei Machlokas, Pashup Shat Machlokas, Tosas Namitva, but for our purpose, Shari Nuyin, refrain, right? That perhaps is no Ptur, right, of Siman Gram at all. And therefore, even if in fact it's Daraisa, it's in such a case that one could envision that, of course, women are included. These are just some of the ramifications of this machlokas as to whether shaynum is daraisa, shaynum is derabbanan, yesum mechumra. For chayish the Rambam shita, for the shita sarah, the shaynum is in fact that which is adin daraisa. Tomorrow we'll discuss just the aspect of the isra of achila on Yom Kippur. Take a look if you can, right, at the sugya of ayin tesam ramad. That's why the Gemara writes there's something unusual about Achilas Yom HaKippurim. The shear is not a kazayis, the shear is a koseves. What exactly does that tell us? That the shear of eating on Yom Kippur is larger than Achila b'chol HaTorah Kula. So take a look at the Mishnah in Yuman Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph about Ochel and Shein Arayu LaAchila, and take a look at the Gemara Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses right elements of this Isra Achila. So we'll continue with this aspect of the Lachos on Yom Kippur and the Nuyim of Yom Kippur, and then we'll start discussing the Yemis of this time. Put it in.